The Fox Theater was a welcome addition to the Aurora community in 1946. Motion pictures were very popular, but Aurora had no theater to show these films, so residents had to travel to Denver. During the Great Depression and the Second World War, it was nearly impossible to purchase materials to construct such a building. After World War II, Army Lieutenant Colonel Homer Preston went to Washington, D.C., where he lobbied for the materials needed to build a movie theater. He was granted a prefabricated building known as a Quonset hut, a semicircular steel building used widely by the military during this time. Architect Charles Strong designed an Art Moderne-style facade that now faces Colfax Avenue. Once built, Aurora residents considered the Fox the theater of tomorrow. The spectacular design of entryway with a neon sign and colored glass on the front of the building and the use of new theater technology inside made the Fox quite the attraction. If you walked through the marquee inside, you would find stadium-style interior design, 650 body-form seats, and even an electronic germ-killing ray in the ventilation ducts. In the Fox early years, dozens of children would line up behind the ticket box waiting to be entertained. The line of bouncing children would stretch down Colfax Avenue. On Saturdays, when prizes and contests were offered to the kids, the line would get even longer. Kids from Denver would make the trip to the Fox, sometimes forcing the managers to hold two showings of the movie so all the kids could see it. Economic decline along Colfax Avenue led to the deterioration of the Fox during the 1970s. Finally, a fire in late 1981 forced the theater's closure. One year later, in 1982, the city of Aurora purchased the Fox in response to broad support from local arts organizations and citizens for a new cultural center. With donations from local community members, renovations transformed the building into the Aurora Fox Arts Center. The theater still proudly serves the city of Aurora with a 245-seat theater, a visual arts gallery, a small 70-seat studio and black box theater, dressing rooms, and office space. The city restored the interior as much as possible so that the Fox looks similar to how it did when it first opened its doors as a movie theater. Today, the Aurora Fox Arts Center houses a professional theater company and hosts a variety of theater, dance, and music performances, as well as films for the general public.